VentureCast. Today, I want to talk about rest and peace, how they are our birthright and we do not have to earn them. I posted something earlier this week that said, fuck anybody that wants us to be used up for their gain. And if you're in the position where you're trying to build a life that serves you, you're probably going to start realizing that people want a lot from you and they think they deserve it. And maybe you even think they're right. So let's talk about that.
One, 2, 3, 4. You're listening to Permission to Live. I'm your host and certified life coach, Melissa Lyon-West. Here on Permission to Live, we're going to share powerful stories of women who turned a midlife crisis into a badass life. We'll share the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes when you finally say yes to yourself and why it is always worth it.
A couple of weeks ago, I talked about how I'm having to advocate for my kids and I'm feeling strength and I'm feeling empowered. And that was all true, still is all true. But after a month of this, what I am being reminded of is that the systems are set up to wear us out, to drain us, to keep us exhausted, to make us burned out so that we don't have the strength to fight. We don't have the strength to speak up. And as I'm realizing that, I'm like, you know what? I have forgotten I don't have to fight the whole system. I need to go back to what I know is true. What I know is true is that I deserve rest. I deserve peace. What does that even look like? I had coffee with a friend this week and she reminded me, you don't have to take it all down by yourself. You don't have to do this by yourself. And you know what? You don't even have to fucking do it. You get to decide. And as she was telling me that, I was like, I had forgotten that. And I was just draining every ounce of myself in this system. And I was like, fuck it. I'm just playing right along to what they want for me. So here's what I'm doing. And hopefully this can help you as well, setting up boundaries and establishing rest and peace in your life. So first of all, make a choice. What do you want to actually take on? You find yourself in a situation, you get to decide. We don't have to actually just like go along with what everyone wants from us. And I had forgotten that. And I was just, like I said, I was just pouring myself out with no thought to what I needed. My body, my nervous system, it deserves rest. It deserves healing. It deserves to just be at peace. I don't have to take on anything else. And I don't have to do anything that I don't want to. So one, what do I actually want to give to this situation? So you find yourself in this situation or you want to take on something or you find yourself in the middle of it and you're like, fuck, what is happening here? What do you actually want to give? And what can you give to somebody else? I have this really bad habit of wanting everything to be perfect and knowing that no one can do it like me so that I will take it all on. Again, that is just such a lie that we're taught to keep us exhausted. So one thing that I have written down on my wall every day, what is one thing that I can assign to somebody else, give to somebody else, pay for someone else to do, ask somebody else for help? Really just think of yourself as a manager of your own life and say, what can I outsource? If you find yourself in this situation and you're like, what resources do I have to give? Not to drain myself completely, but what do I actually want to give? And it might be nothing. And you might say, you know what? It's a worthy cause. It is something that I wish I could, but I don't have the resources. And so I'm saying no. And that's what I'm realizing now is that I can't take on the entire system, even if I want to. And I don't want to. So I'm having to decide what I actually can give and then who in my community can walk with me, can walk next to me, can take some of this for me and relieve me of all of the weight. Like my friend who went to coffee with me, she said, I have fresh legs. Let me run with it for a minute. And you just rest. And that was so wise. We need to remember that there are people around us. And you know what? If there aren't people around us, then we're in the wrong groups. If there aren't people around us that are willing to help us carry and let us rest, then we're in the wrong circles. Okay, so number one, make a choice. What do I want to give to this? And what can I give to somebody else? And then number two, set that boundary firmly. You've made the conscious choice. This is how much I have to give, or I don't want to give this. Then tell somebody.
Because we like to pick things back up.
That we've said, no, I don't have the energy for that. I don't have the strength for that. I don't have the desire for that. I'm going to put it down. I don't want to do it. And then we pick it back up. So I think it's really, really important to either tell a friend or to write it down somewhere. This is what I want. This is what I have to give.
And this is what I will not pick up again.
I've said no more of this. There's such a peace and such an ease and such a rest in knowing
what you're willing to give and what you're saying no to.
And once you say no, let it go and know that that is okay. We can let it go. And number three,
choose your reset.
No matter what fight we choose to enter into, it's going to drain us. We've decided what we're actually willing to give. We've created those boundaries. We're not going to give more than we have, but we have made choices. You know, we've said, okay, I'm going to give this much. So how are you going to restore yourself from that? And, you know, my partner reminded me of that this week. He was like, hey, you have given so much to this fight in the last month and you're drained. You have nothing left for yourself. This has kind of been a wake-up call just to remind myself, like, hey, you have to get back to what you know. Take care of yourself. You deserve rest. You deserve ease. You do not have to earn it. And so I'm just going back to what I know, going back to the basics of, like, how am I implementing this in my life every day?
And I really, really hope you actually take this action step.
Because if we're not filling up ourselves constantly,
even if we're just giving a little bit away at a time, that is a slow drain on our lives. And bitch, we are worth so much more than a slow drain of our lives, okay?
Here's what I'm doing. There's a place in the city that is always green year round. And I super love nature. I super love being in nature, but I struggle with being cold. And I do love hiking in the winter, but I really love to just sit in nature. So there's a greenhouse that's open to the public. It's my favorite place to go in the winter. Most of the time people just walk in and out. You know, they just kind of walk through and look at the plants and everything. I am like set up. I've got my books, I've got my drink and my snacks, and I'm there for like an hour or two. And I haven't been there lately. So that's something that I'm doing to restore my soul. The other thing that I'm doing is acupuncture. It really helps me, keeps me grounded, resets me. It helps my body acclimate to everything that it's having to go through. And it also just allows me to lay there for an hour. I love it. So that's something I'm adding to my month of December to help me reset from this last month. And the last thing that I'm adding more of is the library. I know that might sound funny to you, but the library has always, always, always been a safe, beautiful, restorative place for me. I feel so filled up when I allow myself like an hour just to go, browse, get a whole stack of books, and then just go find a comfy seat and sit there for a while. That restores me so much. And it's quiet. I love the librarians. I just love everything about the library. So make a choice. What do you actually want to give? Set a boundary, write it down, tell a friend, and then choose your resets. Choose three things that restore you and put them on the calendar. So it's all fine and good to write it down, but unless you schedule these and put these on the calendar, it's probably not going to happen. And I know women have a hard time putting things on the calendar, putting their name on the calendar, especially if you have a family and kids. It can be really hard to claim that time for yourself. But we can do hard things. And remember, rest and peace are your birthright. So I really hope if you are in a situation where you're having to give of yourself, that you're taking these steps to restore yourself as well. Because you don't owe your energy and yourself to anyone. You get to choose where that goes.
That's all for now, but we'll be back next Wednesday with another powerful episode. In the meantime, it would mean the world to me if you would go now and leave a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. This will help other people find the podcast and the powerful stories we share. You're also welcome to head over to Instagram at Melissa Lyon West and send me a DM to let me know what you think about today's episode. I absolutely love connecting with listeners, and I hope to talk to you soon. Okay, I'll see you back here next week.
Hey, it's Tim from 50 Years of Music with 50-Year-Old White Guys, the comedy podcast you had no idea you needed. Join Ben, Jeff, and me as we continue our musical road trip back through the years and around the globe. See, just when you thought all white guys were like Joe Rogan, you come across three educators trying to remember when we were cool.
50 Years of Music with 50-Year-Old White Guys.
Electric Acid.
Are you passionate about saving the planet for future generations? Do you want to learn how to do it? If yes, then you need to tune in to the Nature Backed Podcast. It's a talk show covering the changing world around us, from renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, circular economy, to ESG and social innovation. Don't miss this opportunity to discover how you can join the movement and make a difference. Subscribe to the Nature Backed Podcast today on your favorite platform and get ready to be amazed.
Electric Acid.